Let's begin now.
And welcome to Ring Night for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jay Binkley, Julio Sanchez, who's getting a ring himself as well. Good evening, Julio.
How's it going, sir? It's been a while, huh?
It's been a minute. I mean, we work together from time to time. Dustman, by the way, not here tonight, obviously. He's down at the red carpet. He'll be interviewing players and seeing the new rings firsthand as a red carpet. They're doing it at the Nelson Art Gallery this year. And they have a huge Lombardi trophy up, and the Chiefs will get their next ring.
I like that venue choice, right?
Yeah, man. It's going to be cool. Different. They haven't used it before. Usually it's been Union Station, but I'm all for anything, man. Remember that one year it was on the field after 19 because they had the COVID thing and they're all those different tables and everything?
No, I like this different venue. I'm excited to see what it looks like down there. I bet it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and Dusty will be checking in with us at some point for Ring Night. We'll talk about that as well. And then we'll talk about this Trevor Lawrence contract, too. Did you see what he just got paid?
I did not.
$55 million a year, $200 million guaranteed. Gosh. Joe Burrow makes $55 million. Jared Goff, $53 per year. That's what they made in 2024. And then Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson. And Mahomes is down there. He's going to break the bank when he gets paid. But how about Kirk Cousins getting $45 million for just one playoff win? But we'll talk about that, just kind of the sad state of quarterbacks in the NFL and why these guys get the money that they do. But first of all, the Kansas City Royals, man.
What a game, huh?
Well, what's Vernon say? Maintain May.
All right.
Maintain May. Okay, the Yankees look like world beaters.
We're well past May, though.
In three out of four. I know we are. I know you're maintaining May, work through June here. The schedule's going to lighten up. That's the best news. There's still 10 games over. There's, what, eight teams in Major League Baseball above 500 at this point? They're 10 games above 500? Yes, the Yankees came in with that big, fancy payroll, and they hit home runs and everything else. But today, the Royals walked it off. Mikel Garcia with a nice hit, but this was needed for the Royals. Quintero gets ejected his first time this year in the sixth inning, and the Royals rally behind that. I don't like the call. It was obstruction. You can't review that at second base with the foot in the way. You can at home plate with obstruction, but you can't there. But I understand why he was mad. But you know what, though? Sometimes you do things like that to fire your team up, and you know what this team did? They got a huge walk-off before they head to Los Angeles and play the Dodgers. They're fourth straight series against a division leader.
Well, I think you can block the bag. People are going to hate me for this, but you can block the bag if you have the ball first. It was a bang bang play. It was pretty close. I like the passion that he showed, though. I think they needed that.
The one thing is, sometimes that stuff's good. You know, a good fight,
100%.
You know, manager getting tossed. I mean, it depends on which way you want to go, but a lot of times they. That works for teams. This was a needed win. Listen, the Yankees have 100%. A high payroll. You know that. They came in here. It's an all-star lineup. I mean, it just is from top to bottom. They're loaded. They didn't have their stars the first night and still were able to roll through because they took the day off. Load management, so to speak. Right? Because it's one of those things. I really thought the Royals were going to win that opening game because the Yankees played the night before on Sunday Night Baseball, meaning they probably didn't arrive to Kansas City till 4 or 5 a.m. And typically that favors the home team that's at home, been rested, but it wasn't meant to be. The Yankees look like world beaters. They look like on a different stratosphere. Not a team you want to play in the playoffs, but you know what? The Royals, they fought, they clawed. Alec Marsh was freaking amazing today. He goes seven innings.
Pitched his ass off, man.
One hit baseball, but that's a career high for him, the seven innings. He's had three seven-inning starts that he held his opponents scoreless. He's the first Royal to record at least seven scoreless innings with just one hit allowed since Daniel Lynch. Seven shutout, one hit frames last June 20th at Detroit. But a much needed win, and this is what the Royals do. They just keep coming back. They just find ways to keep fighting back. This is a fun team to watch, a scrappy team to watch. You never feel like they're really out of it. I mean, I understand the last two nights have kind of gotten away from them, but they have found a way to come back in games. This team, Bobby Witt Jr. is playing on another planet. He extended his hitting streak to 14 games, a career high for Bobby Witt Jr. at this point. He's damn near leading Major League Baseball in every category. And he's right there with the extra base hits with Aaron Judge. But as far as the American League, you know, he's right now, what, second in batting average, or he might be tied for first in the American League. He's first in the American League at 330. Matter of fact, because of today, he's at 330, 326, Luis Arraez, And then Jerickson Profar. So Bobby is now, after today, in sole lead of the Major League Baseball batting average.
I mean, he's just the best all-around ball player in Major League right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have it here. I mean, it's fun.
It's
you got Mahomes to watch. You got Bobby Jr. You get your quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, they hopped on a jet, goes to game three for the Mavericks last night, makes it all the way back.
You mean he didn't pull an Aaron Rodgers?
No, 31-32, you know, quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks at their camp, he's not. I kept waiting for the reason. I thought we were going to get the reason.
No.
I mean, that's why I waited on judgment on it, because you don't know, man. Is this something you have to do? Is there something you
Aaron Rodgers at this point does not get the benefit of the doubt.
Well, as a quarterback, you got to be there. It's why I had a real problem with Lamar Jackson skipping the, quote, voluntary mini camps, because, you know, the great ones don't. And that team is on the cusp of doing some really good stuff in Baltimore. Team that went all the way to the AFC title game, facing their nemesis, the Chiefs. They'll play him again this year.
Crap the bed, you know.
Yeah. Well, tonight, Mahomes will get his third ring. Will he put out what he did last year? Remember that's who? With the two rings? It was aimed at Jamar Chase. That's who? Because Jamar Chase, you know, hates the Chiefs.
Yep.
Anybody but the Chiefs, that's his attitude. But Mahomes goes, that's who? I mean, it was very succinct, like the best tweet I think I've ever seen, because it was so short and to the point. That's who.
Yeah.
And the national media that wrote him off and everything else. And we'll hear from Mahomes, who spoke today, some really, really glowing things about Hollywood Brown. We'll talk about Hollywood Brown and expectations for him for this season. But what about you, Julio? Things going well for you? I mean, you're doing stuff with the Chiefs and sound stuff and everything else.
Yeah. I also get my second ring. I'm going for that third, man. This is
well, how are they going to give it to you?
Going for that
they mail it or do you have to pick it up?
They mail it. They mail it to us. Yeah, we get it before the start of the season. So,
you going to display it or lock it up?
I'll display it with my other one. I'll lock it up and it's locked up and displayed. We'll say that. Of course,
I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
you
I'm
get
excited.
A lot of good things going on.
I'm excited.
Yeah, you do, and you should, and it's fun, and the team is fun, and it keeps busy through February every year. It's like, you got to pinch yourself sometimes this is happening. Like, another ring ceremony tonight, all the media is down there at the red carpet. My dude, Craig Greco, who paints the former cop who paints the cleats, you know, for several players. He did some Rasheed Rice's last year. He's done some Carl Loftus in the past and Butker and stuff like that, but he's done Mitch's shoes the last 2 years. Last year was the quote he had. Remember, you can doubt the Chiefs, you can disrespect the Chiefs, but you have to deal with the Chiefs. That was on the side of the shoe, and he wore that at last year's ring ceremony. Well, last night he picked up ones for tonight, his touchdown Kansas City.
I like it.
What Mitch picked up from my dude Craig Greco this last night, which, by the way, he's in the Cody and Gold garage sale, too.
Some of his work?
His shoes. He's making custom shoes for anybody that wants them. Last year he did it for a guy whose family owns part of Sporting Kansas City, and he did that last year, and you never know who's going to buy them, but he did those shoes. Big market for those shoes in the NFL.
I'm a big shoe guy, so I'm all about the customized shoes. I've got a pair of Adidas Patrick Mahomes ones myself that are customized, so...
See, I have the Mahomes Adidas too. The red, but they're not customized. That's how I bought them.
Oh, yeah. It's got his face painted on the side on one side, Kansas City on the other.
Are they the Mahomes Adidas, the Air Mahomes or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I've got the black ones too. I've got the black ones too and the red ones.
The Wakanda, the special edition Wakanda purple and black ones? Or
no, not those. Just the ones, the football cross training shoes he had. It was the Dick Sports. I got them, the red ones. I liked them so much, I got the black ones.
Are comfortable.
They are. The only thing is, you got to be careful putting them on because it's like the tongue is like built into the shoe.
Those are big feet people problems, you know?
Yeah, but use a shoehorn, you're good to go. You know what I'm saying? You got to do that. But they have a quarterback with three rings at this point, getting his third one tonight. He hadn't even hit his prime. You know, I like to remind people that Steve Young really built his Hall of Fame resume after the age of 31. Between 31 and 38, he started building that time. Mahomes hasn't hit, you know, that crescendo yet for what he can do?
I hope not.
There's a couple games here or there, and all of a sudden he's a lot closer to Tom Brady. The killer was that Buccaneer Super Bowl game.
Yeah.
Because Brady gets that one, Mahomes doesn't. That was an opportunity to kind of flip it as a two-game swing.
You know, that kind of...
And then the D-Ford offsides, that cost him a ring, too. So
that's what happens when
you're... closer. I mean, we might be at 5-5 if a couple games went the other direction.
I mean, if we had an offensive line?
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
He was running backwards the entire time.
Yeah.
For a team that did well in Tampa.
Can't blame him on that one, you know? Can only do so much.
But the tweets will be coming out from the media, I am sure. We'll hear from Dustman, who's not going by the Dirty Werewolf anymore, which I'm...
I don't like it.
You know what, though?
I don't like it.
I wish he would have brought out the wolf, at least for tonight.
Yep.
Don't you?
I'm with you.
Just like one night. I mean, why did he do it anymore? I forgot the reasoning.
You know, the whole bank robbing situation. You know, he doesn't want to be affiliated.
Oh, because of the Chiefsaholic.
You know,
Yeah, but you can't run your nicknames.
That's what I tell him, but you know, Dusty's his own man.
Are you going to watch that Netflix series on the wolf?
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. We know the whole story. We lived it here. So I don't know that I need to rewatch it, but maybe one night if I get bored, probably.
Do you have Netflix?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's one of the ones that I backed off on, used to, but now I've got to get it again.
Because, they raised their price again. I'm dropping.
They do, but they got the NFL.
I'm there for now.
They're doing the Kobayashi versus Joey Chestnut. Of course, you know, I'm interested in that.
Big news about Joey. You upset about that?
I am.
You should be.
I don't like the fact he endorses vegan hot dogs at this point, but you know what? You're taking money, you take money. He was in the studio with us a couple years ago, and he was representing Nathan's.
Don't you typically talk to him every year?
I used to.
I thought so.
On the street. He's got 16 mustard belts. I mean, we'll talk some Joey Chestnut against Kobayashi. These were once big rivals.
I mean, but who's even going to watch it if you know Joey Chestnut's not going to be there? I know he wins every year, but that's part of the draw, isn't it?
Well, Kobayashi was going to retire, remember, for health type reasons about 6 weeks ago. But 2008, Joey beat him in a hot dog eat-off. They tied, and then he had a 5 hot dog eat-off, and he beat him. And in 2009, Kobayashi went a different direction because
he can't beat Joey Chestnut. That's why.
He wasn't in Major League eating.
Let's be honest.
You got to be in MLE. And Joey was in MLE, and now he's having a problem with MLE, which George Shea, I love his introductions. I think they're great. But not having him in the hot dog competition,
it's going to hurt the viewership, right? That's going
to
hurt.
It sucks. I'm not going to lie. They need to find a way to figure this out. Now, they do other eating competitions besides just the hot dogs. They'll do Twinkies. They'll do hamburgers. They'll do a lot of different stuff. Julio, he's not a one-trick pony. There's many different elements to what he does.
He's a man of many talents.
Did you know that Man vs. Food, they don't have that anymore?
I know.
Zimmerman got, or not, what was his name?
He hasn't done it for some time.
Yeah, he got out of that deal.
Adam
Richman?
Yep.
You can't keep doing that every night. You can't keep going down the
town. It's not good for your health.
Oh, my God.
That's why he stopped doing it.
I'm surprised they haven't used Joey to do that kind of crap.
He'd be a good one, right? He'd be a good one.
Well, I guess. But he was at the Cavaliers game one night, you know, eating. And it was the night the Kelseys were there. And he was...
Was he eating hot dogs?
I might have been.
Feel like if you're doing a competition every year where you're downing 70 hot dogs, I don't know that I'd want to eat hot dog any other part of the year.
And the thing about it, these guys like it. Like the Royals, they'll watch it. And so these pro athletes will watch that. They enjoy it. It's fun.
Hey, that's a talent, man.
Hey, it was a big 4th of July thing. I looked forward to that. Will I watch it again this year? Yeah, I think Esper, the guy that won it last year, had 49 or 59 hot dogs, something like that. So, I mean, it's way lower than Joey's record of 76. The same rules apply. If you throw up, you got to eat it.
Have to add that part.
Well, Joey's got a run. I mean, he's won every year since 2016, a total of 16 championships. I mean, there's skill to that, you know. But he's on Netflix, by the way. I didn't get Peacock either. I didn't need it because obviously the Chiefs, it didn't matter because they're always going to be on local.
Local, yeah.
Or whatever. But Amazon, you know, I've gotten because of Thursday Night Football. You got to watch that. I have ESPN Plus for a lot of the great college football games. And I've got the Spectrum app, which I can get, the Pac-12 network doesn't exist anymore, but I did get 7 channels on that, the SEC network, ACC, the Big Ten, you name it, but can watch a lot of college football, and I can flip it, actually turn the channel to what channel it is without doing the Roku or the Fire Stick.
You got to go YouTube TV, man. It's a game changer, I promise you.
Well, how many do you have now? Because eventually you're going to go,
services?
Man, we need just...
Too many.
What I
too
hate
many.
About it is bouncing in and out of it. And for sports fans to bounce in and out of it, I mean, it kind of...
Why you need YouTube TV, though?
Or separate TV, which, you know, I'll use, you know, a separate TV because you hate bouncing in and out of it. Like, once you're in ESPN Plus, you don't want to, you know, keep bouncing in and out of it. Amazon, I don't really care. I just keep it on there. You know, Thursday night, just boom, Thursday night football, you go. But I'm tired of all the... But that's the way it's going, so I got to get used to it.
Yeah, you get used to it. Got to change with the times, my man.
And Netflix, what, they get it back because I do want to see... they're going to have that wide receiver series because they had that quarterback series. Now it's the wide receiver series. I think that was excellently done by Netflix. And they get these live... And they were going to have, the fight with Tyson and Logan Paul?
Yep.
but not going to have that anymore. But the Chiefs getting their rings tonight. The Royals, a nice walk-off win against the New York Yankees. And for some reason, Trevor Lawrence got paid a ton. We'll try to make sense of this next.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
And welcome back, Jay Binkley. Julio Sanchez producing the operation. The Royals walk-off win today, 4-3. The Chiefs getting their rings. The U.S. Open, first round from Pinehurst. Patrick Cantlay in the lead, but guess what? Rory McIlroy tied at -5. Both of them shot a 65 today. Bryson DeChambeau storming back too. He's at -4. Now he's at -3, so he ends up just two strokes back. Tony Finau at -2. No Scheffler at the top. Scheffler is a heavy, heavy favorite. He was, I think, at +1 at some point. You've been watching any Scotty Scheffler? He's at +1 until you finish with the 71.
Nah, I leave the golf game to Dust, man. Not really my thing.
I actually really enjoy it. Watch just about every one of them.
Playing or watching?
Watching, of course. Yeah.
Things
happen.
Body doesn't quite cooperate. The only time I watch golf is when I need a nap.
So you have the U.S. Open going. You get the ring ceremony, which there's a lot of people down there to watch it. I mean, Pete on Twitter put out some stuff because Pete's down there, of course, and all the local newscast are down there. Our Dust Man is down there. Dusty will be calling us at some point. And then Trevor Lawrence gets a $275 million extension off the bat. And as Adam Schefter points out, here's the situation with the quarterbacks that went 1, 2, and 3. Trevor Lawrence, that extension. Zach Wilson, pick number 2, was traded to the Broncos for not much. Trey Lance, obviously traded to the Cowboys, 3rd pick. Justin Fields is the 11th pick. The Bears traded into the Steelers. Mac Jones, the 15th pick, has already been traded to the Jags. Meaning, not one quarter. This is the COVID quarterback class. This is the COVID quarterback class that, did have, the chance to play, but then remember they didn't play out of conference teams. At BYU and Zach Wilson, they went and scrimmaged everybody at different times. Were playing anybody, but the one guy Trey Lance only had one game that year because of COVID. He only had one game that one year that North Dakota State when the 49ers took him. Which still they should get some crap for making that pick. Yeah, Brock Purdy was great, but don't forget about the Trey Lance pick to the 49ers. But Trevor Lawrence, 275 guaranteed. He now ties Joe Burrow. $55 million a year. Mahomes Bank, by the way. Kyler Murray at $46 million a year. Deshaun Watson, $46 million. Kirk Cousins, $45 million. Patrick Mahomes, $45 million. Josh Allen, $43 million. And the one thing is, I heard Dot talking about it today, too, with Rob. Like, you think about quarterbacks, active quarterbacks that don't have a ring. What Aaron Rodgers does, Russell Wilson does, Patrick Mahomes does. And if we throw a backup in like Joe Flacco with the Colts, he's got one too, but there's not many. But it just shows you how this league is starving for quarterbacks. I really felt that way when Kirk Cousins got that contract with Atlanta, and he has one playoff win. That's it, one playoff win, and you throw the bag at Kirk Cousins, and you draft a quarterback as well in Michael Penix Jr. So it didn't make sense. But Trevor Lawrence, he was the only made guy in that COVID class because he had already won a national title. Like, he had actually accomplished something at Clemson. I used to be really high on Trevor Lawrence. I thought, get him a adequate head coach and look what can happen. But it shows you the state of quarterbacks in the National Football League. Some guys haven't. Some guys don't. He had an opportunity. He won a playoff game 2 years ago. Beat Justin Herbert head-to-head. It's like, okay. Now Trevor Lawrence, step on up. He's going to step up in that spotlight. And then last year, he didn't. And that team didn't even make the playoffs.
I mean, I guess the Jaguars didn't want to take a chance on moving forward without him. The problem is, right?
But Tua's going to get his money. Dak's going to get his money. These quarterbacks are going to make their cash. But again, and I've always said,
you're paying for mediocrity, man.
You are.
You're paying for mediocrity. I mean,
because you got to have the quarterback, right? You got to have the
guy. But is he the guy, though? Are those the guys? Because I would say they're not.
I don't feel like they are.
But if they didn't pay him, someone else would.
I mean, Lamar Jackson, he's 52 million. I understand he's won 2 MVPs. And what you hope for is, that he would have been able to press forward. And I didn't like the way they coached that game against the Chiefs, but still, I mean, you look at some of these guys and what they've accomplished. Jalen Hurts took a step back from the year before. But again, pay the quarterback and then win. I've always said that. Once you pay your quarterback, you got to be able to win too, because that means the pressure then goes to your front office.
Well, and
then you have to draft well.
Exactly. What are the Jags going to do now? Now that they're paying, they couldn't get over the hump not paying Trevor Lawrence. So now you're paying him.
And you lose Calvin Ridley.
You lose weapons. Now your salary cap takes a hit. Like, what are we doing here? Like, you thought you were living in mediocrity before. I mean, I guess I'll take it. I mean, it helps us, but
I'm just glad at this point. And you got to really pinch yourself sometimes that you have Mahomes already here. And you've proven you can win once you've paid him. Because with other quarterbacks, I mean, you get the money like Joe Burrow, right? He's got to come back from that injury still. Got to come back from that wrist. It's not going to be 100%. We're going to see how it goes with him.
Look at Dak Prescott.
CBS had this stupid comparison with him and Mahomes.
That was ridiculous. But
you got to have postseason thrown into that. You got to have the postseason victories thrown in there. You got to have the three Super Bowls thrown into any kind of that graphic, or the graphic is a moot point.
Yeah. No. I mean, you can skew numbers to make them look how you want. I mean, we all know the truth behind those numbers. So.
Well, I'm starting to see a lot of the tweets from the local media at the red carpet ceremony for the Chiefs. The red carpet for the, in the, what, 90? How hot is it down? I need to check.
About 90 when I came in.
And with the heat index, probably over 100. It's at 91 right now on my phone, but that could be off here or there, but it's like 100 degrees. You know, with the heat index.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to rain, but you never know if it's going to or not, because they keep saying it is and then it doesn't. So I don't know if it's going to rain, but the rain would definitely cool things off.
Yeah, it's not supposed to rain till later, so it'll probably be over by then. But
the hail, I could do without. But Trevor Lawrence got paid. It shows you the status right now of quarterbacks. Everybody feels they got to have him. And I do believe there's some Mahomes effect in this.
I mean, look.
And he's going to break the freaking bank when his deal comes up.
Yeah, but they've already proven that they can win carrying a quarterback contract like that. The NFL had their chance with a lot of these quarterbacks that were on their rookie deals. Majority of those quarterbacks are now getting paid. Now what are they going to do, man? Which is good for us.
Because the Niners have been able to pay everybody, because Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Dead last pick in the draft, so you're not paying him very much. You can afford to pay, you know, everybody else around the team, but you got to win. That window closes pretty fast, because guess what? Eventually you're going to have to pay the quarterback. So, yes, you're not paying Brock Purdy much now, but eventually you're going to be probably paying Brock Purdy.
But they do. You think they do pay him?
Depends on how much they really like him. I mean, I've not been 100% sold.
Again, if they don't pay him,
that team to the Super Bowl.
Someone else is going to pay him.
I think CMC is very important to that team. I think Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle.
Aging,
I think they have a weapon. But again, that window is going to close. And Josh Allen got money, but did you win?
They're rebuilding now.
The Chiefs paid Mahomes, and they had five rookie defensive backs against the Eagles in the Super Bowl that played. And their leading rusher was a seventh-round pick, and they parlay that and win the next year. So you paid your quarterback, and you still won, which makes it that much more impressive what the Chiefs have done.
Well, you know, coaching also makes a difference, you know?
No, it does, 100%. It does. But coming up next, Mahomes' new weapon, Hollywood Brown, and what we really expect for him to do this year. And also your text line, 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. What do you think Hollywood Brown will do this year? Is he poised for a breakout type year? We'll discuss that next.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Welcome back to After Hours. Jay Binkley with Julio Sanchez. Dustman, it's usually here, is on the red carpet tonight as the Chiefs starting to arrive. So we kind of made fun of that whole Dak Prescott Mahomes comparison, right? Here's Trevor Lawrence and Daniel Jones.
Oh, gosh.
Total yards, 12,204 through 48 starts for Lawrence, 11,992 for Daniel Jones. It's within 300. Yards per attempt, 6.7 for both. Total touchdowns, Lawrence 66, Daniel Jones 64. Total interceptions, Trevor Lawrence 35, Daniel Jones 33. Fumbles lost, Lawrence 20, Jones 21. Quarterback rating, 85.5 for Lawrence, 85.4 for Daniel Jones.
How
they just paid Daniel Jones $275 million.
How embarrassing.
I'm just saying that's kind of what they did. Do you like Hollywood Brown? You big into this? Is he going to have a rebound season? He had 1,000 yards back in 2021. Has missed some games. Was shut down You know, last year he missed those three games. He missed the five the year before. But, you know, it's a guy that's really connecting with Patrick Mahomes. He's got that chemistry that those two developed.
That's what they say.
Down in Texas, Mahomes had to say today about Hollywood.
No, I mean, he's done a great job. I mean, it's hard to learn this offense, and I feel like he's done a great job picking it up very fast. And then, obviously, you see the ability. I don't know how he's here in our place because of how talented he is, and I can just see that it's going to be a great season for him, and it's going to take pressure off other guys, and I think it's going to help get Trav open, help get Rasheed open. It's going to help get all these guys open because you're going to have that speed threat that can run routes and do all those different things. So I'm very excited to get him out there in the regular season.
And he's necessary for this team. Will it open up things for Travis Kelce? I do think it will. You know, him on the opposite side of Xavier Worthy, it also gives the Chiefs a second first-round pick on offense because they just had one and they won a Super Bowl with it. Mahomes was the only first-round pick on offense because the offensive line, there were some close ones, but they weren't first-round picks, but Mahomes. But Hollywood is. Xavier Worthy, of course, was, but he hadn't been able to practice any with the hamstring, and hopefully he'll be ready for training camp. But that chemistry with Mahomes and how he only thought he's a one-year deal, and then they think, okay, well, are you going to pay him? Don't forget, Brett Veach said this right around the time of the draft about Hollywood.
You know, Hollywood situation played out the way he did, and think he's going to be a great one-year addition for us, and he's going to set himself up nicely moving forward. So I think we're excited.
He's got a lot to prove, Julio. It's a perfect situation for him. He's going to the back-to-back world champions, who a lot of them are picking up their third ring tonight. You're going to that. You got Andy Reid scheming you up. You got Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, who's going to start airing the ball out more. Last year of your contract, he's going to get paid. You see what other wide receivers are making across this league. The money is, the money went big to guards in the NFL this year, big in wide receivers 2 years ago, but the wide receivers are still getting paid. And Hollywood Brown should have a good year when the Chiefs rely on him to be their number one receiver.
Number one receiver, yes, not number one option.
No, it's always going to be Kelce.
Right? Yeah, that's going to be Kelce. And I fully expect him to have, a 1,000-yard season. Now, I think we need to temper expectations as like a true, technically number one wide receiver. Right? I think this year's offense going into the season is so much more dynamic than last year. There's so many more options. He doesn't have to be completely amazing, but I think he can do just enough, like Veach said, to get himself paid next year.
Which is the greatest thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's all you can ask for. He's betting on himself, you know?
He is.
And what better way to bet yourself than with Patrick Mahomes throwing you the ball?
As my friend used to say, Trez Paylor, contract year's undefeated. Now, sometimes it isn't, but most of the time it is. It's like waitresses or waiters that show up to restaurants, right? And if they don't put a smile on their face and say the baby's cute, they don't make money, right? Well, why show up if you're not going to make money? Well, but he's going to make money.
And the Chiefs have shown a propensity to, like, this is where they eat, right? Where they get these kind of, these higher end, I will say, wide receivers, like a Juju Smith-Schuster, where you can get them on like a 1 or 2 year deal at a kind of a bargain bin price where they can then go out and make like the next steps for them to make that big contract.
Drew Tranquil from a year ago.
Right.
That's
where the Chiefs feast, man.
And then you get the money. Then he gets a 3 year contract for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
It's perfect. And Hollywood Brown, he's probably going to outprice himself out of Kansas City. I do
100%.
I did kind of back off of Xavier Worthy in the first round. Early on, he was our mock on our Character Concerns podcast. We mocked.
Why'd he fall down
Xavier
for you?
Worthy? Because he's the same skill set, basically, as Hollywood Brown, about the same size or the same skill set. So,
but isn't that how you should be bringing him in, right?
But he's going to be the future.
Yeah, exactly.
Xavier's going to be the future, and Hollywood Brown has everything right in front of him to go out and have a monster year for the Chiefs and get the bag.
Well, and this is the way you want to do it, right? Especially with the way the wide receiver market is. Man, those contracts are just getting ridiculous. So, building through the draft, man, if you can get a wide receiver one talent on a rookie contract too, with Mahomes, you know, him and Rasheed could be dynamic.
And does this get you excited from this Hollywood Brown this week?
Oh, yes. We're fast. We're definitely fast. We're going to put a lot of pressure on people for sure. I just think it's going to be exciting. I think everyone should be excited for it.
I am. We don't have much longer to wait. They wrapped up minicamp today, the mandatory minicamp. They're doing the ring ceremony tonight, and then it's shutdown time. Reno Tahoe opens, which Kelsey will be out at that. I haven't seen Mahomes on that list yet for the celebrity golf tournament.
I don't think he's playing this year.
But everybody else, I think the Kelsey brothers are playing, you know, instead of that. So they have that. Basically, they're going to have camp a week earlier than everybody else because they get to, if you're playing the first game Thursday night, which they get that extra rest going into week two, which I think is big for the Kansas City Chiefs. They can concentrate on week one opponent from now on. But now it's time where you don't want Rashee Rice situations or anything. You want dudes, just sit at home, play some video games, hang out, stay out of trouble.
Stay out of trouble, man.
Like from now until training camp, and you get up to St. Joe, stay low profile, man. Low profile, because everybody's out to get you.
You thought he would have learned the first time, and look what happened, you know?
But everybody's out to get, but you stay. You stay calm, you stay cool, and you make it to St. Joe. Because think about the NFL. We've got something every month. I mean, they just wrapped up mandatory minicamp. I'm just playing, like, fresh sound from the day.
Year-round calendar now, man.
Next month, we got training camp.
Yeah.
Then the next month, we have preseason games. Then we got the regular season. And hopefully, we still got it through February. And then we'll start looking at the Senior Bowl, look at the NFL draft and everything else, if they keep us all the way through. But why shouldn't we think they're going to do it when they keep doing it?
No other sport does it like the NFL.
And they're talking three-peat. They're not backing away from it. They kind of shy to it.
They're leaning into it.
But they do mention it is important to them. I mean, look at all the five defensive linemen they brought back. They brought back all the defensive line to make another run for it.
We say that, but Veach didn't necessarily go all out this offseason. You know, he didn't necessarily give the big contract out. I mean, his big contract was what, Kelsey? Chris Jones, you know?
Basically, Chris Jones, that was the number one free agent. Yeah. He gave him the bag. He paid him, got that extra contract.
But he didn't sell the farm for this upcoming season.
Hollywood Brown, he was brought in, as we said. He's brought into
bargain basement deal.
A prove-it type deal for Hollywood Brown. But coming up next, what we might see from Patrick Mahomes this year, it's something I've been waiting for forever.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
And welcome back, Jay Binkley. Julio Sanchez producing the operation. Hey, happy Father's Day, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's my first one.
I know. Enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, actually. I've gone through, 25 of them?
Yeah. I'm excited. We're not going to do much. We're just going to do a pool day on Saturday, and then Sunday we're going to play some golf. So
are you? You get to go do what you want to do. That's great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
There's a lot of fathers around here. It's good. It's good to see. It's a great profession, man. Being a dad.
I love it.
And
I love it.
Happy Father's Day to everybody out there that's a father.
To you as well.
And happy Father's Day to the Chiefs and all their children in the AFC.
I mean, not just the AFC, but NFL in general.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't they send Father's Day cards to the Chiefs?
Every other team in the NFL, that's correct.
Yeah, for beating them all the time in the postseason?
Yeah. Yep.
They are their daddies.
It's true.
I told that station in Buffalo they have to call us their daddy station instead of sister station. Your guys from Rochester, Gene and Mike. That's the deal, man. Beat them in the postseason, and you can call us your sister station again.
Yeah,
until then, daddy station, man.
It's not looking too good for him right now, is it?
No.
The whole rebuilding thing.
No, it's the price of getting a quarterback with Trevor Lawrence. It's everybody trying to catch up with Jones. Again, you've got to be good at drafting. You've got to be able to, you better not have your starter go down because everybody's screwed if your starter goes down. I actually like the situation the Chiefs are in with Wentz and Mahomes, to be honest with you.
One of the best backups, right?
But you got to be good in the draft. You got to hit on it. And going into last year, 21 of the last 22 picks were still in this roster, and it includes the COVID years with Brett Veach, the only guy last season that wasn't in training camp and on the roster in some fashion, practice squad or whatever, was Bo Peet. That was it. Cornell Powell was still on the practice squad. I wouldn't expect anything that. But do you think we're going to see, what I've always wanted to see is the behind-the-back pass? It's always,
showing it a lot this offseason.
No, they have. They have. He's working on it. Matter of fact, even Aaron Ladd had the video of the behind the back pass that they've been out there doing. They've been practicing this. We're probably going to see it because if they practice it, we'll probably see it at one point. But guess what? It's not about Andy Reid. It's about Mahomes this time. This was Mahomes when he was on First Things First. With Nick Wright, that show, and Broussard and all that. This is what he had to say about the behind-the-back pass.
I think it was we didn't play as well offensively enough for me to pull the behind-the-back pass off this last year. But it's no one else's fault than myself, because Coach Reed wants me to throw it behind the back more than anyone in the world. And so he deliberately puts in plays that I have the opportunity to throw the ball behind the back. So it's not a coaching thing. It's me not having that confidence to do it in the game. But one of these games, man, we got to do it. There's been too much hype on it. We got to do it, and hopefully it's to Travis, because I feel like he's the best at judging that behind-the-back pass.
Love it. All right, this year it will happen.
That sounds like a guy that's going to do it, Julio. Well, maybe this year is the year we make it happen. Now, I've often thought, okay, they need to be up like two touchdowns, be up 14 or something before you do it. But then again, it is the Chiefs, so they do it in a close game to catch everybody off guard. I bet they would.
I don't know that they need to be in a blowout situation. You wouldn't want to rub it, right? Andy Reid doesn't rub things in like that, so I think it might be in a game closer than you think.
They're going to have options. It's going to be interesting to see how they use, you know, Worthy and Hollywood Brown, and how they can open things up across the middle for Kelce, and just see how they're going to utilize Pacheco this year and see what they're going to do with this offensive line. So I'm curious. I'm curious what they're going to do. And then short yardage, you get 6'5", 240-pound Carson Wentz, who, by the way, led the NFL in short yardage efficiency when he was the starter in
Philadelphia.
We're
going to see QB sneak?
But it was before, it was before the tush push even. He has shown that propensity to be able to run the football, and of course, he can throw it as well.
You think they incorporate the tush push?
No.
I don't think
so. No, I don't see it.
Yeah.
Well, there's two things. What would you rather see, the behind-the-back pass or the quarterback sneak again?
Oh, come on. We're going behind-the-back pass. It's not even close.
But he even said, that, hey, man, I'll do the quarterback sneak, because he picked up the first down at Denver when he did it.
Don't need to see it.
Not even in the Super Bowl. Not even in the AFC title game, like against the Bengals.
Yeah.
And they surprised the world. Because you know what? It would catch everybody off guard with Mahomes actually doing that.
It would. In a situation like that, yes. But like other than playoff situation.
By then, but
the hail I could do without. But Trevor Lawrence got paid. It shows you the status right now of quarterbacks. Everybody feels they got to have them. And I do believe there's some Mahomes effect in this.
I mean, look.
And he's going to break the freaking bank when his deal comes up.
Yeah, but like you said, they've already proven that they can win carrying a quarterback contract like that. The NFL had their chance with a lot of these quarterbacks that were on their rookie deals. Majority of those quarterbacks are now getting paid. Now what are they going to do, man? Which is good for us.
Because the Niners have been able to pay everybody, because Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Seven, you know, dead last pick in the draft, so you're not paying him very much. You can afford to pay, you know, everybody else around the team, but you got to win. That window closes pretty fast, because guess what? Eventually, you're going to have to pay the quarterback. So, yes, you're not paying Brock Purdy much now, but eventually you're going to be probably paying Brock Purdy.
But they do. You think they do pay him?
Depends on how much they really like him. I mean, I've not been 100% sold.
Again, if they don't pay him,
take that team to the Super Bowl.
Someone else is going to pay him.
I think CMC is very important to that team. I think Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle,
aging,
I think they have a weapon. But again, that window is going to close. And Josh Allen got money, but did you win?
They're rebuilding now.
The Chiefs paid Mahomes, and they had five rookie defensive backs against the Eagles in the Super Bowl that played. And their leading rusher was a seventh-round pick, and they parlay that and win the next year. So you paid your quarterback, and you still won, which makes it that much more impressive what the Chiefs have done.
Well, you know, coaching also makes a difference, you know?
No, it does, 100%. It does. But coming up next, Mahomes' new weapon, Hollywood Brown, and what we really expect for him to do this year. And also your text line, 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. What do you think Hollywood Brown will do this year? Is he poised for a breakout type year? We'll discuss that next.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Welcome back to After Hours, Jay Binkley with Julio Sanchez. Dustman, it's usually here, is on the red carpet tonight as the Chiefs starting to arrive. So we kind of made fun of that whole Dak Prescott-Mahomes comparison, right? Here's Trevor Lawrence and Daniel Jones.
Oh, gosh.
Total yards, 12,204 through 48 starts for Lawrence, 11,992 for Daniel Jones. It's within 300. Yards per attempt, 6.7 for both. Total touchdowns, Lawrence 66, Daniel Jones 64. Total interceptions, Trevor Lawrence 35, Daniel Jones 33. Fumbles lost, Lawrence 20, Jones 21. Quarterback rating, 85.5 for Lawrence, 85.4 for Daniel Jones.
How
they just paid Daniel Jones $275 million.
How embarrassing.
I'm just saying that's kind of what they did. Do you like Hollywood Brown? You big into this? Is he going to have a rebound season? He had 1,000 yards back in 2021. Has missed some games. It was shut down, you know, last year. He missed those three games. He missed the five the year before. But, you know, it's a guy that's really connecting with Patrick Mahomes. He's got that chemistry that those two developed.
That's what they say.
Down in Texas, what Mahomes had to say today about Hollywood.
No, I mean, he's done a great job. I mean, it's hard to learn this offense. And I feel like he's done a great job picking it up very fast. And then, obviously, you see the ability. I don't know how he's here and in our place because of how talented he is. And I can just see that it's going to be a great season for him. And it's going to take pressure off other guys. And I think it's going to help get Trav open, help get Rasheed open. It's going to help get all these guys open because you're going to have that speed threat that can run routes and do all those different things. So I'm very excited to get him out there. In the regular season.
And he's necessary for this team. Will it open up things for Travis Kelce? I do think it will. You know, him on the opposite side of Xavier Worthy. It also gives the Chiefs a second first-round pick on offense because they just had one and they won a Super Bowl with it. Mahomes was the only first-round pick on offense because the offensive line, there were some close ones, but they weren't first-round picks, but Mahomes. But Hollywood is. Hollywood is. Xavier Worthy, of course, was, but he hadn't been able to practice any with the hamstring, and hopefully he'll be ready for training camp. But that chemistry with Mahomes and how he only thought he's a one-year deal, and then they think, okay, well, are you going to pay him? Don't forget, Brett Veach said this right around the time of the draft about Hollywood.
You know, Hollywood's situation played out the way he did, and think he's going to be a great one-year addition for us, and he's going to set himself up nicely moving forward. So I think we're excited.
He's got a lot to prove, Julio. It's a perfect situation for him. He's going to the back-to-back world champions, who a lot of them are picking up their third ring tonight. You're going to that. You got Andy Reid scheming you up. You got Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, who's going to start airing the ball out more. Last year of your contract, he's going to get paid. You see what other wide receivers are making across this league. The money is the money went big to guards in the NFL this year, big in wide receivers 2 years ago, but the wide receivers are still getting paid. And Hollywood Brown should have a good year when the Chiefs rely on him to be their number one receiver.
Number one receiver, yes, not number one option.
No, it's always going to be Kelce.
Right? Yeah, that's going to be Kelce. And yeah, no, I fully expect him to have, a 1,000-yard season. Now, I think we need to temper expectations as like a true, technically number one wide receiver, right? I think this year's offense going into the season is so much more dynamic than last year. There's so many more options. He doesn't have to be completely amazing, but I think he can do just enough, like Veach said, to get himself paid next year.
Which is the greatest thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's all you can ask for. He's betting on himself, you know?
He is.
And what better way to bet yourself than with Patrick Mahomes throwing you the ball?
As my friend, you say, Trez Paylor, contract year's undefeated. Now, sometimes it isn't, but most of the time it is. It's like waitresses or waiters that show up to restaurants, right? And if they don't put a smile on their face and say the baby's cute, they don't make money, right? Well, why show up if you're not going to make money? Well, he's going to make money.
And the Chiefs have shown a propensity to, like, this is where they eat, right? Where they get these kind of higher end, I will say, wide receivers like a Juju Smith-Schuster, where you can get them on like a 1 or 2 year deal at a kind of a bargain bin price, where they can then go out and make like the next steps for them to make that big contract.
Drew Tranquil from a year ago,
right?
That's where
the Chiefs feast, man.
And then he gets the money. Then he gets a 3 year contract for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep,
it's perfect. And Hollywood Brown, he's probably going to outprice himself out of Kansas City. I do
100%.
I did kind of back off of Xavier Worthy in the first round early on. He was our mock on our Character Concerns podcast. We mocked.
Why'd he fall down
Xavier
for you?
Worthy? Because he's the same skill set, basically, as Hollywood Brown, about the same size or the same skill set. So, yeah,
but isn't that how you should be bringing him in, right?
But he's going to be the future.
Yeah, exactly.
Xavier's going to be the future, and Hollywood Brown has everything right in front of him to go out and have a monster year for the Chiefs and get the bag.
Well, and this is the way you want to do it, right? Especially with the way the wide receiver market is, man, those contracts are just getting ridiculous. So, building through the draft, man, if you can get a wide receiver one talent on a rookie contract too, with Mahomes, him and Rasheed could be dynamic.
And does this get you excited from this Hollywood Brown this week?
Yes, we're fast. We're definitely fast. We're going to put a lot of pressure on people for sure. I just think it's going to be exciting. I think everyone should be excited for it.
I am. We don't have much longer to wait. They wrapped up mini camp today, the mandatory mini camp. They're doing the ring ceremony tonight, and then it's shutdown time. Reno Tahoe opens, which Kelsey will be out at that. I haven't seen Mahomes on that list yet for the celebrity golf tournament.
I don't think he's playing this year.
But everybody else, I think the Kelsey brothers are playing, you know, instead of that. So they have that. Basically, they're going to have camp a week earlier than everybody else because they get to, if you're playing the first game Thursday night, which they get that extra rest going into week two, which I think is big for the Kansas City Chiefs. They can concentrate on week one opponent from now on. But now it's time where you don't want Rasheed Rice situations or anything. You want dudes just sit at home, play some video games, hang out, stay out of trouble.
Stay out of trouble, man.
Like from now until training camp, and you get up to St. Joe, stay low profile, man. Mm-hmm. Low profile because everybody's out to get you.
You know, you thought he would have learned the first time, and look what happened. You know,
but everybody's out to get. But you stay calm, you stay cool, and you make it the same joke. Because think about the NFL; we've got something every month. I mean, they just wrapped up mandatory minicamp. I'm just playing like fresh sound from the day.
Year-round calendar now, man.
Next month we got training camp.
Yeah.
Then the next month we have preseason games. Then we got the regular season, and hopefully we still got it through February. And then we'll start looking at the Senior Bowl, the NFL draft, and everything else, if they keep us all the way through. But why shouldn't we think they're going to do it when they keep doing it?
No other sport does it like the NFL.
And they're talking three-peat. They're not backing away from it. They kind of shy to it.
They're leaning
to some extent,
into it.
But they do mention it is important to them. I mean, look at all the five defensive linemen they brought back. They brought back all the defensive line to make another run for it.
We say that, but Veach didn't necessarily go all out this offseason. You know, he didn't necessarily give the big contract out. I mean, his big contract was what, Kelsey? Chris Jones, you know?
Basically, Chris Jones. That was the number one free agent. Yeah. He gave him the bag. He paid him, got that extra contract.
But he didn't sell the farm for this upcoming season.
Hollywood Brown, he was brought in, as we said. He's brought into
a
prove-it type deal for Hollywood Brown. But coming up next, what we might see from Patrick Mahomes this year, it's something I've been waiting for forever.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
And welcome back, Jay Binkley. Julio Sanchez producing the operation. Hey, happy Father's Day, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's my first one.
I know. Enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, actually. I've gone through, 25 of them?
Yeah. I'm excited. We're not going to do much. We're just going to do a pool day on Saturday, and then Sunday we're going to play some golf. So
are you? You get to go do what you want to do. That's great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
There's a lot of fathers around here. It's good. It's good to see. It's a great profession, man. Being a dad.
I love it.
Happy Father's Day to everybody out there that's a father.
To you as well.
And happy Father's Day to the Chiefs and all their children in the AFC.
I mean, not just the AFC, right? NFL in general.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't they send Father's Day cards to the Chiefs?
Every other team in the NFL, that's correct.
No, for beating them all the time in the postseason?
Yeah. Yep.
They are their daddies.
It's true.
I told that station in Buffalo they have to call us their daddy station instead of sister station. Your guys from Rochester, Gene and Mike. That's the deal, man. Beat them in the postseason, then you can call us your sister station again.
Yeah,
but until then, Daddy Station, man.
It's not looking too good for him right now, is it?
No.
The rebuilding thing.
No, it's the price of getting a quarterback with Trevor Lawrence. It's everybody trying to catch up with Jones. Again, you've got to be good at drafting. You've got to be able to, you better not have your starter go down because everybody's screwed if your starter goes down. I actually like the situation the Chiefs are in with Wentz and Mahomes, to be honest with you.
One of the best backups, right?
But you got to be good in the draft. You got to hit on it. And going into last year, 21 of the last 22 picks were still on this roster, and it includes the COVID years with Brett Veach, the only guy last season that wasn't in training camp and on the roster in some fashion, practice squad or whatever, was Bo Peet. That was it. Cornell Powell was still on the practice squad. I wouldn't expect anything from that. But do you think we're going to see, you know what I've always wanted to see is the behind-the-back pass? It's always
shown it a lot this offseason.
No, they have. He's working on it. Matter of fact, what even Aaron Ladd had, that the video of the behind the back pass that they've been out there doing. They've been practicing this. We're probably going to see it, because if they practice it, we'll probably see it at one point. But guess what? It's not about Andy Reid. It's about Mahomes this time. This was Mahomes when he was on First Things First, you know, with Nick Wright, that show, and Broussard and all that. This is what he had to say about the behind-the-back pass.
I think it was we didn't play as well offensively enough for me to pull the behind-the-back pass off this last year. But it's no one else's fault than myself, because Coach Reid wants me to throw it behind the back more than anyone in the world. And so he deliberately puts in plays that I have the opportunity to throw the ball behind the back. So it's not a coaching thing. It's me not having that confidence to do it in the game. But one of these games, man, we got to do it. Right now. There's been too much hype on it. We got to do it. Yeah. And hopefully it's to Travis, because I feel like he's the best at judging that behind the back pass.
Love it. All right, this year it will happen.
That sounds like a guy that's going to do it, Julio. Well, maybe this year is the year we make it happen. Now, I've often thought, okay, they need to be up like two touchdowns, be up 14 or something before you do it. But then again, it is the Chiefs, so they do it in a close game to catch everybody off guard. I bet they would.
I don't know that they need to be in a blowout situation. You wouldn't want to rub it, right? Andy Reid doesn't rub things in like that. So I think it might be in a game closer than you think.
They're going to have options. It's going to be interesting to see how they use, you know, Worthy and Hollywood Brown, and how they can open things up across the middle for Kelsey, and just see how they're going to utilize Pacheco this year and see what they're going to do with this offensive line. So I'm curious. I'm curious what they're going to do. And then short yardage, you get 6'5", 240-pound Carson Wentz, who, by the way, led the NFL in short yardage efficiency when he was the starter in Philadelphia.
We're going to see QB sneak?
But it was before It was before the tush push even. He has shown that propensity to be able to run the football, and, of course, he can throw it as well.
You think they incorporate the tush push?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't see it.
Yeah.
Well, there's two things. What would you rather see, the behind-the-back pass or the quarterback sneak again?
Oh, come on. We're going behind-the-back pass. It's not even close.
But he even said, hey, man, I'll do the quarterback sneak, because he picked up the first down at Denver when he did it.
Don't need to see it.
Not even in the Super Bowl. Not even in the AFC title game, like against the Bengals.
Yeah.
And they surprised the world. Because you know what? It would catch everybody off guard with Mahomes actually doing that.
It would. In a situation like that, yes. But other than playoff situations, we don't need to see it. We saw it once, you know. It didn't go so well.
It didn't, but it's not like it typically happens.
Oh, that was a freak accident, but you know what?
It was a freak.
It was enough that I don't need to see it again.
You know what? And that was the year that he was on the cover of Madden. Remember that, and the whole curse?
The whole Madden curse situation.
But he won a Super Bowl, but they still didn't consider. That's close, man. It's a coin flip, because that was an unfortunate situation.
His kneecap was literally sideways.
But he's so tough. It's like, hey, he wants to play. He missed two games, but it's like, hey, I'll just go ahead and play. Because he wanted to play, and he would have.
Yeah, and he would have.
Because a lot of times the only person that can stop him is himself. But I think that Mahomes eventually wants to do the snake. I don't think we're going to see it. I think you're right. I think we're going to see the behind the back pass before we see anything.
Well, look, Kelsey's only got so much longer in the league, right? He's kind of talked about retirement eventually. We're going to see it with him before he retires. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen this year.
I mean, there's relatively few things he hasn't done.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is one of the few things he needs to check off. I mean, why not?
They'll be ready for it. I mean, you know, it's going to have to. They'll be sitting there worrying about that play. They'll have to worry about that happening.
Well, like I said, we've seen it quite a bit this offseason, footage of it, and Mahomes is accurate. Like, he's money with that. So it's going to happen.
Well, and now this defense is starting to get its claim, because last year was about the Kansas City Chiefs and what's wrong with the offense, and everybody's kind of looking past the defense. Now it's going in with high expectations with Spags and Chris Jones, and you bring everybody back, and you're running it back to some extent.
But you say that, but really, I think majority of the talk this season has been still about the offensive side of the ball, right? How dynamic they are on paper. Like, I feel like the defense, quite honestly, is still being overlooked going into the season.
Yeah, and we'll get to some of what the best they said coming up at 7 o'clock. But don't forget, Julio, this is what happened at camp, what, 2 years ago? It was last year with Mahomes, but I did find it. This was him in training camp.
Probably because my kneecap was on the side of my leg. I think we were doing pretty good until that. We were really good at it until last year. I mean, last year we didn't do very well at it, so we didn't get the one in the first one, the preseason. So we've went back and kind of evaluated it, and hopefully by the time season comes around, we can get back to converting those.
Any discussion with Andy about putting that quarterback sneak back in the
play? I always want to, because I always say that I haven't got stopped yet.
No.
But even the one that my knee got hurt on, I still got the first down. I'm pretty sure he's not going to let me do it unless it's like for the Super Bowl or not. So I might have to call my own number in the Super Bowl if we get there.
There you go. You're going to have to call his own number.
I'm for it in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, if it happens and it's 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 and you have to have it, no one's going to expect it.
Next year in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm curious what they can do with Carson Wentz. I'm wondering if, because teams will respect his arm instead of in the way he can run the football and his size. People respect it. I mean, it's different than Blake Bell did it, you know, for a little bit, but he was, when he was at Oklahoma, he was the belldozer, but you become unacclimated with it when you're not taking snaps all the time. See, Carson Wentz is.
Yeah.
And he's 6'5", 240. He's as big as a tight end.
He's a big boy.
He's 100% big as a tight end. But the other players had stuff to say as well, instead of including Travis Kelce and the need to three-peat, plus Patrick Mahomes talks a lot about this offense and the different things they can do. We'll do that next.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
And welcome back, Jay Binkley. Julio Sanchez producing the operation. Hey, happy Father's Day, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's my first one.
I know. Enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, actually. I've gone through, 25 of them?
Yeah. I'm excited. We're not going to do much. We're just going to do a pool day on Saturday, and then Sunday we're going to play some golf. So
are you? You get to go do what you want to do. That's great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
There's a lot of fathers around here. It's good. It's good to see. It's a great profession, man. Being a dad.
I love it.
Happy Father's Day to everybody out there that's a father.
To you as well.
And happy Father's Day to the Chiefs and all their children in the AFC.
I mean, not just the AFC, but NFL in general.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't they send Father's Day cards to the Chiefs?
Every other team in the NFL, that's correct.
Yeah, for beating them all the time in the postseason?
Yeah. Yep.
They are their daddies.
It's true.
I told that station in Buffalo they have to call us their daddy station instead of sister station. Your guys from Rochester, Gene and Mike. That's the deal, man. Beat them in the postseason, then you can call us your sister station again.
Yeah,
but until then, daddy station, man.
It's not looking too good for him right now, is it?
No.
Rebuilding thing.
No, it's the price of getting a quarterback with Trevor Lawrence. It's everybody trying to catch up with Jones. Again, you've got to be good at drafting. You've got to be able to, well, you better not have your starter go down, because everybody's screwed if your starter goes down. I actually like the situation the Chiefs are in with Wentz and Mahomes, to be honest with you.
One of the best backups, right?
But you got to be good in the draft. You got to hit on it. And going into last year, 21 of the last 22 picks were still on this roster, and it includes the COVID years with Brett Veach, the only guy last season that wasn't in training camp and on the roster in some fashion, practice squad or whatever, was Bo Peet. That was it. Cornell Powell was still on the practice squad. I wouldn't expect anything from that. Do you think we're going to see, you know what I've always wanted to see is the behind-the-back pass? It's always
showing it a lot this offseason.
No, they have. They have. He's working on it. Matter of fact, even Aaron Ladd had the video of the behind the back pass that they've been out there doing. They've been practicing this. We're probably going to see it, because if they practice it, we'll probably see it at one point. But guess what? It's not about Andy Reid. It's about Mahomes this time. This was Mahomes when he was on First Things First. You know, with Nick Wright, that show, and Broussard and all that. This is what he had to say about the behind-the-back pass.
I think it was we didn't play as well offensively enough for me to pull the behind-the-back pass off this last year. But it's no one else's fault than myself, because Coach Reid wants me to throw it behind the back more than anyone in the world. And so he deliberately puts in plays that I have the opportunity to throw the ball behind the back. So it's not a coaching thing. It's me not having that confidence to do it in the game, but one of these games, man, we got to do it. Like, there's been too much hype on it. We got to do it. Yeah. And hopefully it's to Travis because I feel like he's the best at judging that behind the back pass.
Love it. All right, this year it will happen.
That sounds like a guy that's going to do it, Julio. Well, maybe this year is the year we make it happen. Now, I've often thought, okay, they need to be up like two touchdowns, be up 14 or something before you do it. But then again, it is the Chiefs, so they do it in a close game to catch everybody off guard. I bet they would.
I don't know that they need to be in a blowout situation. You wouldn't want to rub it, right? Andy Reid doesn't rub things in like that. So I think it might be in a game closer than you think.
They're going to have options. It's going to be interesting to see how they use, you know, Worthy and Hollywood Brown and how they can open things up across the middle for Kelce and just see how they're going to utilize Pacheco this year and see what they're going to do with this offensive line. So I'm curious. I'm curious what they're going to do. And then short yardage, you get 6'5", 240-pound Carson Wentz, who, by the way, led the NFL in short yardage efficiency when he was the starter in Philadelphia.
We're going to see QB sneak?
But it was before It was before the tush push even. He has shown that propensity to be able to run the football, and, of course, he can throw it as well.
You think they incorporate the tush push?
No.
I don't think
I don't see it.
Yeah.
Well, there's two things. What would you rather see, the behind-the-back pass or the quarterback sneak again?
Oh, come on. We're going behind-the-back pass. It's not even close.
But he even said, hey, man, I'll do the quarterback sneak because he picked up the first down at Denver when he did it.
Don't need to see it.
Not even in the Super Bowl. Not even in the AFC title game, like against the Bengals.
Yeah.
And they surprised the world. Because you know what? It would catch everybody off guard with Mahomes actually doing that.
It would. In a situation like that, yes. But like other than playoff situations, we don't need to see it. We saw it once, you know. It didn't go so well.
It didn't, but it's not like it typically happens.
Oh, it was that was a freak accident, but you know what?
It was a freak.
It was enough that I don't need to see it again.
You know what? And that was the year that he was on the cover of Madden. Remember that? The whole curse.
The whole Madden curse situation.
But he won a Super Bowl, but they still didn't consider. That's close, man. It's a coin flip because that was an unfortunate situation.
His kneecap was literally sideways.
But he's so tough. It's like, hey, he wants to play. He missed two games, but it's like, hey, I'll just go ahead and play. Because he wanted to play, and he would have.
Yeah, and he would have.
Because a lot of times the only person that can stop him is himself. But I think that Mahomes eventually wants to do the snake. I don't think we're going to see it. I think you're right. I think we're going to see the behind-the-back pass before we see anything.
Well, look, Kelce's only got so much longer in the league, right? He's kind of talked about retirement eventually. We're going to see it with him before he retires. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen this year.
I mean, there's relatively few things he hasn't done.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is one of the few things he needs to check off. I mean, why not?
They'll be ready for it. I mean, you know, it's going to have to, they'll be sitting there worrying about that play. They'll have to worry about that happening.
Well, like I said, we've seen it quite a bit this offseason, footage of it, and Mahomes is accurate. Like, he's money with that. So, it's going to happen.
Well, and now this defense is starting to get its claim. Because last year was about the Kansas City Chiefs and what's wrong with the offense, and everybody's kind of looking past the defense. Now it's going in with high expectations with Spags and Chris Jones, and you bring everybody back, and you're running it back to some extent.
But you say that, but really, I think majority of the talk this season has been still about the offensive side of the ball, right? How dynamic they are on paper. Like, I feel like the defense, quite honestly, is still being overlooked going into the season.
Yeah, and we'll get to some of what the best they said coming up at 7 o'clock. But don't forget, Julio, this is what happened at camp, 2 years ago? It was last year with Mahomes, but I did find it. This was him in training camp.
Probably because my kneecap was on the side of my leg. I think we were doing pretty good until that. We were really good at it until last year. I mean, last year we didn't do very well at it, so we didn't get the one in the preseason. So we've went back and kind of evaluated it, and hopefully by the time season comes around, we can get back to get converting those.
Any discussion with Andy about putting that quarterback sneak back in the
play? I always want to, because I always say that I haven't got stopped yet.
No.
But because even stopped. The one that my knee I got hurt on, I still got the first down. But I'm pretty sure he's not going to let me do it unless it's like for the Super Bowl or not. So I might have to call my own number in the Super Bowl if we get there.
There you go. Gonna have to call his own number.
I'm for it in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, if it happens and it's third and one or fourth and one and you have to have it, no one's going to expect it.
Next year in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm curious what they can do with Carson Wentz. I'm wondering if, because teams will respect his arm instead of in the way he can run the football and his size. People will respect it. I mean, it's different than Blake Bell did it, you know, for a little bit, but he was, I mean, when he was at Oklahoma, he was the belldozer, but you become unacclimated with it when you're not taking snaps all the time. See, Carson Wentz is.
Yeah.
And he's 6'5", 240. He's as big as a tight end.
He's a big boy.
He's 100% big as a tight end. But the other players had stuff to say as well, instead of including Travis Kelce and the need to three-peat, plus Patrick Mahomes talks a lot about this offense and the different things they can do. We'll do that next.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.